Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ash, Maddie and Kalani with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Rio Tinto has proposed a $30 million biochar facility for central Queensland, which would use Baena grass biopellets produced by Superchar to substitute coal and less emissions. The initial five-year agreement would see 35,000 tonnes of the biopellets used, thus reducing carbon emissions by 90,000 tonnes per annum. The company is exploring several options to reduce fossil fuels use in the mining industry. They are, however, optimistic as Baena grass is a perennial, fast-growing, semi-tropical grass that requires no chemicals or waste to turn into a fuel source.
After researchers examined balcony dust throughout Brisbane homes, microplastic tyre pollution was found. Houses across inner city, suburban and near roads were tested to investigate traffic-related pollution. Simran Kaur, a PhD candidate, conducted the research with UQ's Queensland Alliance for Environmental Health Sciences. The study provided the first quantitative evidence of tyre pollutants on Australian balconies, with 29 of the 30 tested showcasing tyre additive chemicals such as a chemical called 6-PPD-quinone. Balconies closest to Brisbane CBD and closer to the ground had the highest concentrations of pollution. Ms. Kaur explained that while electric vehicles are expected to reduce emissions, the heavier weight could increase tyre and road wear, keeping tyre wear particles a source of pollution.
In national news, concerns have been raised over AusAlert's emergency warning system, particularly around the system being unable to contact landlines, which are still favoured in some remote areas. The plans also only include warnings in the English language, which may limit the effectiveness of the system. Questions have also been raised between the states surrounding whether older devices will still be eligible to receive the alerts, and whether this warning may compromise safe phones for women at risk of domestic violence. More information and statements regarding current concerns are expected to be released prior to the test alert rollout on Monday 27th.
A map of Australia's pharmacy deserts has been released, highlighting a need for more pharmacies in remote Northern Territory and outer city Melbourne. Researchers found it surprising that areas bordering major cities had such limited amount of pharmacies, far below the national average. Michael Leach from Monash University's School of Rural Health stated, quote, "This hasn't been looked at before in Australia, so we really don't know what to find." And that, quote, "Overall, across Australia, community pharmacy density was below the global average."
In international news, a UK humanitarian worker has been evacuated from the Democratic Republic of the Congo after possible exposure to the Ebola virus. The worker was treating patients during an outbreak and is showing no symptoms but remains monitored in isolation in a London hospital due to the virus's 2 to 21 day developmental period. Health officials have confirmed there are no Ebola cases in the UK and the risk to the public remains low. Ebola originates from wild animals to humans, from their infected individuals spread the disease through direct contact with bodily fluids and contaminated materials. The World Health Organization declared an outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda in May, a public health emergency of international concern.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower or two. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is non-existent and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.